Go on. Tell them.
No, I can't lie to them. Not again.
You will do what you're told.
A man can stand only so much deception, so much untruth.
Here are the photographs and the map. Everything has been organized. Remember, you can be replaced.
Ow!
Think of your wife, your charming children.
Oh. All right. I'll do it.
Just make it look as though it's for real.
May God forgive me.
Melbourne's outlook for the weekend is fine and mild with an expected top of 27.
This is ABC Cordon Bleu Radio, and we'll be back in half an hour without Tony Baldwin, Kevin Daly, Peter Whitford, Angela Webber, Adam Byrne, Peter Smalley, Lance Curtis, and Keith Scott. The music's by Willie Kwan, his All-Stars, and Arthur Greenslade and the G-Men, with box office smasheroo overseas talent Eli Bickerstaff, Narcissus Montego, and Leg Break Molasses. Meanwhile, we're slightly out to lunch.
Good day, sport. Pull us a jungle juice. Me throat's drier than a vicar's sermon on a Sunday night.
Do what?
I'll have a beer.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Jeez, what a day. Been flat out like a lizard drinking.
Eh?
Busier than a one-armed bill poster in a typhoon.
What?
There I was, out there in the paddock, on me Pat Malone, like a country dunny with a pile of logs Jack Rice couldn't jump over. Trust me to get the rough end of the pineapple. If it was raining pea soup, I'd get hit on the head with a fork.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Pull your head in, lovey. Don't you understand the Queen?
Aye?
Don't come the raw prawn with me. You short a sheet of bark.
What?
Got kangaroos in your top paddock, have you?
Oh, listen, ma, have you been out in the sun? Have you gone troppo or something?
Gone troppo? Oh, gone troppo. I like it, I like it, yeah. Short of a shingle, eh? Got the dingbat.
Are you feeling all right?
Yeah, Bonza, she's apples. Chipper as a box of birds. Happy as a bastard on Father's Day, me.
Jeez, you talk bloody funny, pal. What are yous anyway? A pom or something?
God. How did you guess?
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart played concert piano at the age of 5, composed his first opera before reaching his teens, to reign at Bologna under the great Padre Martini. Evie, what do you think?
Well, Wolfgang, I quite liked your act. You looked nice on television. Though you could smile more. Right, Rod? Yes. Tonight, 79.
That's not a bad score for Wolfgang! Rod!
Sorry, Wolfgang. The curly wig and the stockings won't work, except maybe in some Sydney clubs.
Right.
I'd also change your name. Now, Wolfgang sounds like a pack of dingoes. Well, you need something simple, you know, like Peter Allen?
Yeah.
As for that song you played us, yeah, Sinatra in C. Quite nice, but where were the words? Yeah, how about something like, yeah, come on Australia too, we're rooting just for you. I mean, with any luck, you might get some jingle work. Tonight, 58.
Wolfgang, but like all runners-up, you do get a free course in tap dancing. So, tonight's winner with 1,000 points is little Glenda Mudfish, who performed jazz ballet in a tutu while singing a medley of The Pot with No Beer, Up There Kazalian, and Shut Up Your Face. Well done, Glenda!
And now it's time once again for our weekly Pets Corner with our regular veterinary consultant, Bruce Losis. Welcome, Bruce.
Hello, nice to be on the air again, and as usual I'm speaking from my busy surgery here at the Drainage Hills Clinic, and this week's letter comes from little Cheryl Cringe of Sump Haven, and thanks for the lovely drawing of me in my surgery, Cheryl. And you write, Dear Bruce, my Shetland pony Donald has developed a funny habit. Whenever I take his feed into the stable, he refuses to eat it. He used to eat it while I was there, but now he just stares at me sadly. What is wrong with him? Yes, Cheryl, the Shetland is a delightful little pony, and I remember I had one of my own when I was about your age, and I'll come to the question of his feed in a minute. But have you thought of your own personal habits in this matter, Cheryl? Animals are very imitative creatures, you know. You might say they're copycats. And often they do things because they've seen us do them, dear. Isn't the truth of this that you don't always eat up all your dinner? You don't, do you, Cheryl? And what you're suffering from is called anorexia nervosa. It's a complicated name, I know, but basically what it means is starving yourself to death. Now, there are several causes for this complaint, Cheryl, but the major one is usually a loathing for your mother's cooking. What does she give you? I'd be willing to bet it's things like rissoles and stews and boiled cabbage and lots of things with runny cheese sauce. And I can well understand your revulsion, Cheryl, but there is a solution, I'm happy to say. Get rid of your mother, either by persuading your father to divorce her or simply by liquidating her in the night, and hire a qualified chef. As to your pony's feed, I suspect that you're giving him the rissoles you won't eat yourself, Cheryl, and this is just unsuitable for a horse, I'm afraid. He won't eat rissoles, dear. What you need to give him is oats and hay, and if he's looking a little sad, you might try a large brandy last thing at night, or he might prefer a couple of bottles of beer in his trough. Try both, dear. Thank you for your letter, and I hope I've helped you, Cheryl. Now, this is Bruce Losis saying goodbye till next time, and do try to remember, please, animals need affection just as much as we humans, but they don't like to be smothered.
The sophistication of Broadway.
I am young and healthy, and you...
The sophistication of Emphysema Luxury Filter. Emphysema, sponsors of the kind of ballet companies and cricket clubs that wouldn't hesitate to have Martin Bormann, Lucretia Borgia and Attila the Hun on the board, provided their credit was good.
Emphysema, what an extremely tasteless idea, darling.
The seas, around the globe, out of the outback, and into your local theatre. It's the Cooey Newsreel. Golf! And at the famous St. Andrews in Bonnie, Scotland, a pitch will show the Prince and Princess of Wales over the brand new underground course designed by Australian engineers. Princess Diana, looking radiant in chiffon tweed, shook hands with waiting midgets who find the balls that get lost in the dark. Miners' helmets fitted with powerful lamps aid them in their important task. The fairways, or tunnels as they're known in golfing circles, are each 300 metres long and could shelter the entire population of Scotland in the event of nuclear attack. The Prince borrows a number two wood from one of the resident professionals and tees off at the first. But bad luck, his private detective is deaf and goes down for the count. The Prince and Princess of Wales visit an Australian engineering triumph hidden in the bowels of the earth. On a lighter note, or should that be notes, this sale of antique musical instruments in Vienna produced some tuneful surprises. A gleaming nose organ from Czechoslovakia had many a nostril twitching to the beat. A set of toe drums from Morocco had many a foot tapping. And this authentic knee banjo from Ireland produced some classic knee-jerk reactions. But the highlight of the sale, at which prices were steep throughout, was this musical saddle from Australia. When someone sits in the saddle, it plays a moving version of the Londonderry air. The saddle, complete with sombre black trim, was made in Melbourne in 1880 for a country clergyman. The reverend gentleman suffered from a painful condition and felt that soothing music on his long journeys might ease the discomfort produced by extended periods in a seated position. A devout combination of leather and music in rural Australia. Canada! And the Great Lakes of the Northwest, where these intrepid Australian hunters stalk the giant saber-toothed seals of the region. Prized for their unique green fur, saber-toothed seal pelts are worth more than $10,000 each on the world market. Here on the shores of Great Fang Lake, veteran hunter Ralph Bonehead gets into position behind a herd of saber-tooths.
Mirrored in the icy waters, he raises his club. He strikes and unfortunately hits one of his companions, who is shown here being airlifted out by Rescue Chopper. Rolf raises his club again and hits his own foot. The hunt is abandoned for today, but the boys will be back tomorrow. Australian hunters bring much-needed prosperity to Canada's frozen wastes. Across the globe, out of the outback, and into your theatre.
That's just about fixed it. Set the charge here, Bevan. Bring down this wall to expose the seam.
Righto, Davy. Hey, can I press the plunger this time? Go on, let me press the plunger. You pressed it last time.
Oh, all right, but be careful.
Great. 5, 4, 2, 3.
Bevan.
Yes, Davy?
Why don't you move up the tunnel a bit before setting off the charge?
Oh, yeah. Good idea. 5, 4, 2, 3, 1. Hey, Davy, this doesn't look like a cold face.
Good evening, gentlemen, of table 4-2.
Yes?
Let me say how pleased I am to welcome you to Chez Troglodyte. We have a regular clientele here, but not much passing trade. Now, what would you like?
Well, we were after some coal.
The chef specializes in charcoal grills. C'est magnifique.
Hey, but we are coal miners. We dig coal.
Coal. That's all you ever think about, Bevan. Relax.
Excuse me, sir. Could you please take our boots out of the patio?
Jeez, what sort of a place is this anyway?
Shh! A peu de silence! The cabaret is approaching.
Wet or fine, we're down the coal mine where the nightclubs thrive. Down into this dive we go. There's a rock queen, she's a has-been, has-been, Lord knows what. Every night she's there on show. Dances underneath the magic spell. She's full of charm and gin and scotch as well. She's 66, but she looks 16. Her friends don't know her when her face is clean. Fan like Fanny's the flash dance nightclub star. See her glide around the floor, then glide around into the pub next door. Fan like Fanny's the flash dance nightclub star. She's unreal in the lime pump gear all the time. You get your money's worth. In daylight, you might wonder if she came from Earth. She waltzes in expensive shops, then she waltzes out in between two cops. Fan like Fanny, the flash dance nightclub star. By the fuzz she's followed, and when she's collared, the magistrate gets tough. Twice a month, 2 weeks, she'll do. She's often boasted, she's been toasted, toasted by her friend. She's looking half cremated too. You can't tell if she's brunette or a blonde. She's like something that's been dragged from a pond. Now she's a peach, but understand, she's called a peach because she's always can. Fan like Fanny's the Flashdance nightclub star. She soaks up tinnies like a mop, a walking, talking bottle shop. Fan like Fanny's the Flashdance nightclub star. She's unreal in the line, pump gear all the time. You get your money's worth. In daylight, you might wonder if she came from Earth. Every morn at the break of day, they call for the empties and they cart away. Fan like Fanny's the Flashdance nightclub star.
Gillian Cross here, and welcome to Insight. Today, we investigate corporate management techniques. And with me in the studio is Professor Daniel Getty.
Hello.
And Mr. Ellsworth Rockefeller III.
Hello.
Could you let go of my hand? Thank you. Now, I believe that you both teach a course in clear thinking for corporate executives and motivational decision-making procedures. Is that right?
Yes, no. Yes. That's well, sometimes.
Well, I don't.
Could you describe the course?
The course.
Well, it's green.
It's quite long.
Yes, it's got dips and hollows.
I actually meant the dynamic course that you teach to upwardly mobile international magnates.
Could you run that past us again?
The course, the expensive seminars that you give. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you really think it's worth it? $6,000 for a weekend workshop.
I can't really afford it, but thanks all the same.
Yeah. Couldn't possibly.
Could you let go of me again?
Sorry.
Now, I actually seem to be having a few problems with Mr. Rockefeller. So, Mr. Getty...
Rocky. Call me Rocky. Da-da-dum, da-da-dum.
I seem to be having a bit of trouble. So, Mr. Getty, could you please elucidate?
Yes, it's happened. Yes, I asked Catherine Renshaw out once, and when I got there late, she'd already gone out with Tony Simons. But that's the last time I'll lose a date. Ha ha.
Mightier than King Kong, meaner than Godzilla, and more vicious than Skippy. It came from Weechi Mulpa. For the past 24 hours, Perth has been under the iron hoof of a giant sheep. The mutant merino, now named Jeffrey, has proved unstoppable as it devoured and trampled its way through the jewel of the West. Even the state's emergency services have been powerless to act, being already committed to a serious outbreak of fruit fly. A decision must now be made whether to call in the military, a decision that can only be taken at the highest level.
Prime Minister's residence, Mellors speaking. No, I'm afraid he's out at the moment. Well, he's awarding trophies at the under-18 Trans-Pacific Inter-Rabbi Limpid Wrestling Championships, and then he's got the Middle East conflict to resolve, so he won't be back before lunch. A giant sheep, eh? Yes, that is a problem. Look, don't you worry, sir. I'll see that something is done. Good day. Bloody hell, I have to do everything around here. How does he go?
G'day, General. The Prime Minister here. Look, Perth's having a bit of trouble with the giant sheep at the moment, so take a few of your boys around there and put the wind up it, will you? Good on you.
At the word from their Commander-in-Chief, Australia's military might swings into action, but Jeffrey the giant sheep proves too great a foe, even for them. Defence correspondent for I'm Witless News, Prakash Berkowitz, takes up the story.
Well, the battle is really hotting up here in Perth as this marauding merino inflicts heavy losses on the military by eating them. So far, conventional weapons have proved useless against this ravaging ruminant, and the military is facing certain defeat unless they can come up with something quite extraordinary. Yes, I think this might be it. Some new troops are arriving, and yes, it's the secret weapon we've been waiting for. The Army's crack 111th Formation Dance Battalion, 600 perfectly synchronized, high-kicking men in uniform, perhaps better known as the Jockettes.
Bread! Attention! Bread!
Wait for it! Wait for it!
Bread! Shake it! All about!
This is an amazing sight. Row upon row of khaki-clad chorus lines advancing with immaculate precision on the mutton monster. And the creature's backing off. Yes, yes, it's definitely retreating. If there's one thing your megalithic merino can't take, it's the taste of patent leather in the kneecap. This is a truly remarkable victory. As the leviathan lamb becomes just a woolly speck on the horizon, these plucky boys in battle dress are forming the traditional conga line of victory and snaking their way through the streets of Perth, led as always by their colourful commanding officer, Brigadier Peter Abbott.
Well, how about them apples? Is this the last tango for Geoffrey, or has he just decided to sit this one out? Tune in again for the next exciting episode of It Came From Witchimufa.
Hello? Shop? Oh, what's this? Please ring for attention.
Spotted garment, crushed and soiled. Thou canst be cleaned, perhaps be boiled.
Excuse me, I've come to pick up my dry cleaning.
Oh, prithee, fair maiden with golden locket, dost thou have a dry cleaning docket?
Oh, well, it's for the slacks, you know, the tartan slacks. I brought them in on Tuesday.
Ah! Oh, Tuesday, day of woe. My pierced heart.
They're not back yet?
No.
Oh, look, Sir Kenneth, this just isn't good enough. You call yourselves the Royal Shakespearean Dry Cleaners, which is very nice for you, I'm sure. But I want my tartan slacks back. And all I ever get is poncy rhyming couplets.
Oh, don't. Don't you see how much I want to clean your tartan slacks? For years I've struggled. I've scrimped and saved and shed many bitter tears as I've clawed my way from the darkness and despair of award-winning theatre and gala command performances, all the time nurturing a single burning ambition to break into the fairy tale world of dry cleaning. Oh, so many lonely seasons passed as I longed to handle the little wire coat hangers and plastic bags. Then, one day, I got a phone call to come here. Oh, my God, I was so excited. And I've given it everything. Dry cleaning solution, steam, minor alterations.
So are they ready?
What?
My tartan slacks.
1 minute, Sir Kenneth.
Oh, my God, I'm on.
On what?
I'm making my debut in permanent pressing. Wish me luck, darling.
Hello, this is Bruce Dorman speaking, and I'd like to introduce to you what, in my opinion, is one of the greatest contributions to the contemporary Australian bush music scene.
Sons and daughters spinning round the world, away from their family and friends, kind of tragic, you know. But as the world gets older and a little colder, it's good to know where your journey ends.
But someday we'll all be together once more, when all of the ships they come back to the shore. I realize there's something that I've always known. I still call Australia.
Hey man, the
six naturalizations on very well, but all these forms for filling in, Mark.
But you've been to school, leg break. You know about writing.
Right on, Narcissus. I could read when I were 18.
Yeah, but not to understand, not like to understand words, man.
But I've been reading up on my Banjo Shakespeare.
Banjo Shakespeare? Would you wonder you want to be prime minister or something?
Why shouldn't I have parliamentary aspirations?
Well, with the amount of ganja you spoke, you could certainly get a big greeny vote.
Well, then I'll get a great big tame magistrate fill and get into the SP bookie business, man.
That's good business, man, but you've got to be patient. You've got to walk before you can do the city to serve stuff.
Sure, Narcissus, but in these hot, dry lands, it's a wonderful place. There's making rum here, you know?
Making rum here, leg break, you sure? Put down your cricket and give me a taste of that good old Port Pirie molasses.
Sure, man, here's the chalk.
There's some nice garbage in here.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind getting my paws on some of those fish heads.
Oh, sorry, Fred. I didn't realise it was you, pal.
Oh, no worries, Ray. How's things? Been landing on your feet?
Actually, I've been down in the dumps.
Oh, sorry to hear it.
No, the rubbish dumps. Had the time of me lives. Scavenging, hunting rats, having sing-alongs with the boys.
Hey.
Yeah, by the way, have you heard the latest? It goes...
Hey, I know. It's sort of like...
Yeah, close, close, but it goes up at the end like... Yeah.
Yeah. Look out, flying bird at 4 o'clock.
1, 2, 3, duck! Say, that bloke's getting awful good.
Well, I've got to congratulate Marty, that grey tabby, you know. He owns him.
Are you still having trouble with your person?
Oh, a little bit. He still keeps sitting in my chair.
Yeah, mine keeps going out and getting into fights.
Sounds like he's on heat. Yeah, he'll grow fat and lazy eventually.
You know, I reckon there's too many people around this neighbourhood.
Hmm.
The council ought to do something about it. Next door to me has 6 of them.
Yeah, but it's better than keeping a dog. At least most people clean themselves and can find their own food. All in all, I reckon it's a pretty good area. Except for all the bloody foreigners moving in.
Yeah, well, I can't stand these bloody Siamese with their pet architects.
Hmm.
They come in, they do up the old houses, clean up all the rubbish, drive out the rats. Property values plummet.
Nah, what I can't stand are Persians. There's one mincing along the top of that fence now.
Hey, think you're bloody sensitive, don't you?
Hey, get a haircut, you poof.
You know, you're right, Fred. The inner city's not what it used to be. I think about giving it all up sometimes and going feral.
Ah, come off it, Ray. You'll never leave here.
No, I suppose not. Better push off now. I promised I'd meet Maureen in the lane at the back of the deli.
Why don't you drop round later for a drink?
Yeah, okay. We'll sink a couple of sauces, eh?
Yeah.
See you then. Meow.
Yeah, meow.
We've been slightly out to lunch with a script by Tony Baldwin, Kevin Daly, Doug McLeod, Colin Bowles, David Witt, Peter Smalley, Angela Webber, Adam Byrne, Lance Curtis, Ken Johnson, Steve Matthews and David Polterak. It came from Widgie Malta, was produced by Bob Cubbage, production assistant Linda Hughes, sound effects John Farkas, script editor Julianne Ford, technical production Brendan Frost, Ron Minogue and John Jacobs, and produced by Kevin Daly and Tony Baldwin.
That's it, baby! Yeah, yeah! I like it! Great! Now, give me more, give me more!
Yeah, yeah!
Oh, great! Now, just a few more, just a few more! Lovely! And again!
Like that?
Oh, another one, just like that! That's great, that's great, that's great, that's great! No, no, no. Great, great, that's beautiful! Right, that should do it!
What now?
Well, that should be enough carrots. How about you chop up some onions now?
Yeah!
That's it! Great, yeah, yeah, I like it, I like it, yeah, and another, beautiful, beautiful.